This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, April 2nd. God's word to you today is in control. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 2, verse 8, and it says, "But the rulers of this world have not understood it. If they had, they would not have crucified our glorious Lord." The rulers of this world did not know all along that God was in control of every detail. Sometimes, because of the pain we feel at Gethsemane, we convince ourselves that God is not in control. When we are in Golgotha, facing the cross, and when we are being whipped and humiliated, we lose every sense of peace as if God is not in control. God wants you to know today that He is in total control. I am confident that God is in control, so by God's grace, I do not worry. I think, I do not worry. I strategize, I do not worry. How am I able to do this? Simply because I know that God is in control. Psalm 92 verse 16 from the Passion Translation says, "Listen to them. With pleasure they proclaim, 'You are so good. You are my beautiful strength. You never make a mistake with me.'" There are no mistakes. God is in control. If there are mistakes, God is in control. The elders insisted that the inscription must be changed. "He is not our king," they said. Typically, the offense of the people being crucified would hang above their heads on the cross. For thieves, the signs above them would have their names and "thief" inscribed on it. Pilate's inscription on the sign that was to be placed above Jesus on the cross was, "Jesus, the King of the Jews." The leading priests insisted that Pilate change it to, "He claimed he was the King of the Jews," because that is why he was being crucified. But Pilate refused. He said, "What is written is written." Even in that, God was in control. Jesus was going to be nailed to the cross, and God wanted it that when they lifted his accusation, the banner over him would not be "Jesus the murderer," or "Jesus the thief," or "Jesus the blasphemer." It will not be "Jesus, the one who claimed he was a king." It will be "Jesus, the King of the Jews." When all is said and done, your life will not be as your cousin wants it described. Your life will not be as your in-law wants it described. Your life will be as God wants it described. One major lesson in life that you and I must learn is this. The major things in life are outside our control. Therefore, we wrestle with the concept of God being in control. When you were born, who your parents are, where you were born, we do not choose the major things, the big things. We do not choose our race and color. We do not even get to choose what we are gifted in. Let us pray. Father, I cede control of my life to you. It will be as you say. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.